views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the leading edge of personal, social, and global transformation, The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, is making connections that inspire and accelerate individual and collective awakening. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers from around the world to explore social change, the generative power of conscious, co-creative practice, and what's emergent with health, science, spirituality, and the evolution of consciousness. Break through the illusion of separation, explore the infinite field of possibilities, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio, and I'm Dr. Julie Kroll. I'm so glad you tuned us in today, and I just want to give a shout-out to all of you who follow us on the archives as well and on the Facebook page, because we love you. We love you. Stop by and say hi again. Hey, imagine being part of a community that promotes authentic dialogue about issues that are important to all human beings. And imagine a world where all women honor their own truth and experience. How might our world change? How would that impact our global culture? I'm kind of curious about that. I hope we can explore that today. Imagine each one of us taking personal responsibility for ourselves, for our lives, for our choices, and where this choice individually can really empower us with a collective wisdom and experience. I can imagine that world. Can you? Imagine a world where each of us releases our past experiences without regret, with no shame, with no resentment. Imagine that. And then imagine if we moved forward, transcending these individual stories and creating something brand new for our lives. I am so excited to have our guest today here, because we're going to talk about really how can we truly embrace our personal power, and how might this shift our collective consciousness on the planet. So I invite you to take a few deep breaths, bring your awareness into this moment, and open your mind, connect with your heart, and settle into your essential self. Welcome whatever it is that you're needing in this moment to present itself as I introduce our guest. Kelly McNellis is the founder of Women for One, a global movement of authenticity and inspiration. She's interviewed many powerful and spiritual thinkers and regularly speaks to them on Women for One and her radio show, The Global Sisterhood. Kelly founded Women for One so that women throughout the world can have a place to create authentic dialogue and be inspired to take action in their lives. Currently, the website and movement has reached more than 7 million people in over 50 countries. In only its second year of existence, you heard me right, it's reached over 7 million people. And she's not only talking to high-powered people who are in the limelight in the world, she's also talking to ordinary folks, real people, all walks of life, and like we said, on 50 different countries. So what a blessing to have Kelly McNellis join us today. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm so honored to be speaking with you. Thanks for that great introduction.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm honored to have you here as well. And I can't wait to dig into this and to say why, and let's answer some of that. But the very first thing I like to do, Kelly, we have a perennial question here on the Dr. Julie Show. So I'd like to start out by asking you, Kelly, what does all things connected mean to you?
all things connected. I love that. I'm a very visual person. So when I hear you say all things connected, it is my philosophy in life. And that's why one of the reasons Women for One kind of came through me. All things connected to me means every single action, thought, or belief system that we personally make a choice, and I believe that personal responsibility choice place to do or act upon affects everybody else. And I think that's what Women for One is based on, is that choice piece about the connectedness of women and men in this world.
I really appreciate that. I can't agree more that every action, thought, belief, and choice affects the whole. And we see that in so many ways. And that's one of the things that you're doing. So let's start at the beginning. You said Women for One just came through you. And I think you were following the impulse of creation as it was moving. Let's talk about that. What is Women for One, and how did it manifest on the planet through you?
Well, as I said, it's a global movement of women and men sharing their stories of truth and inspiration so that none of us feel alone and that we can all feel more inspired and connected. But I think where this came from is I was in a place in my life about 3 years ago where I was starting anew, if that makes sense. And for many, many years in my life, I'm 46 now, 46 years old. For many years in my life, I felt like I was living a life that I didn't want, or I didn't know what I was doing. I felt very lost. And I got to the point, I guess about 10 years ago, where I went through a divorce, made a choice to separate the family because I was living this kind of fake life, or it was in more of an idealized image than actually what I wanted to create. It just kind of created for me unconsciously. So I went through a divorce, and I went through a death of one of my best friends, being right there with her through that, which I think changes every single person when you experience that. And then I kind of came out of it and started asking more and more questions. And I met my life partner, and we planted a family of 6 children. I have 3 and he has 3. So I went through a lot of life changes, and I discovered that I was the only one that had the power to change my life. And I had a deep yearning to understand what my truth was and how to live. I know this is a buzzword, but an authentic life. And I was inspired to create a vehicle where I could have many more women work with me and find their truth as well. Because basically a couple of years ago, I just decided I wanted to write. That was it. That was the seed that was planted in my head. I want to write and give back. I was at a place where we had successfully blended the family, and I just wanted to do something else. And I could feel it coming inside me, the creative impulse. So I worked with a coach and said, I want to write. And she took me through this process. And I sat down one day, meditated, and heard the words Women for One. And I looked it up on the URL. And I got the URL, the website. And I started just writing, you know, women, you know, talking about my courage and my story and my life. And then a couple of months later, following that stream of energy, I heard, you need to have women share their stories. Have women from all over the world share their stories. And the minute I trusted that guidance, Women for One exploded. Women want to share their stories. They want to release. They want to feel connected. And that's where Women for One came from.
So tell us, you mentioned telling the stories of truth and inspiration. So what does that mean? We just have a few minutes before the break, but give us an example of what that means. What kind of women are sharing their stories, and what kind of stories are being shared?
There are so many women from every single culture, every age. I would say Women for One's differentiator from other organizations that are empowerment, women's empowerment movements, are we include everybody. And we have women from Kenya telling stories We have women from America, from Canada, from Italy. And what I love is there's this incredible thread that goes through every single story of connectedness, like you speak about, all things connected. I would love to share more about how all the stories are so similarly connected when we come back at some point, because I love the fact that women from different ages, different generations, and different cultures are all sharing that same story of overcoming adversity and taking action to create a future vision for their lives.
You know what? Let's dig into that into the next segment and talk about that thread, because I think that is really important. And the thing that I really appreciate about your work, Kelly, is that you're creating this, I like to call it a transmedia platform. Literally, they can find you on Facebook. They can follow you through the newsletter and email. They can get on your radio show and find you through podcasts. But literally, women then are telling their stories in a lot of different venues here for Women for One. It's really beautiful how you do that. I want to give our listeners your website address before we go on break, and then we'll take a quick break. So where can our listeners find you?
You can go to www.women, it's W-O-M-E-N, 4-F-O-R-1-O-N-E.com. Or you could check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Perfect. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and www.women41.com. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Kelly McNellis.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. Join us Valentine's Day Saturday. Inheritance Maiden Mother Crone by Sinner Saint Burlesque will entertain, challenge, empower, confuse, embrace, and deeply engage the audience, weaving feminist activism, international dialogue, and our sensory exploration for both ancient and modern myths about the feminine. Community-building events include open-space World Cafe dialogues with inspirational Jane talks to explore issues important to women and a teen activist panel interwoven with intergenerational dialogues. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. That's www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for early bird specials throughout December.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, and my guest today is Kelly McNellis, and we've been talking about Women for One. And, you know, we were talking about the common threads that run through all the stories, Kelly, and on break I was mentioning to you that I broke my leg almost 5 months ago, 4¾ months ago, and I'm still on crutches, and I'm learning how to walk. And I had a conversation with somebody last week about one of the creative projects I'm working on, and I'm finding myself talking about how meaningful this time in my life is. And, you know, a lot of people are going, oh, poor you, and, you know, I've been one that never really identifies with my story, and my childhood was not ideal, a lot of adversity. And I usually always go for the lesson. And then what can I do with this good experience that I've had in my life? And so I'm really curious to talk more about what is this common thread that you're finding is really running through all of these women's stories?
Well, first of all, that's so aligned with my belief systems around taking self-responsibility for anything that happens in your life. And I believe that deeply, that I create my own reality, and that we all do to some level. And we have a choice when circumstances happen to us to look at it, whether we become the victim to our circumstances or whether we empower ourselves to move forward. And what I would say about the theme of the stories with the intention that I put out for Women for One has been women have submitted, and men, I have a lot of incredibly supportive men, very in touch with their feminine side. They have supported and submitted stories that are very empowered and very like, this is what happened to me. This is the choices. These are the choices that I made. And this is the action that I took to create learning, empowerment, and new action in my life. That is our theme. Our theme is share, inspire, and grow. And that theme of growth is huge for the world and for us individually, I believe, because if we don't take self-responsibility, each and every one of us, for the actions and the thoughts that we create, nothing's going to change in this world. And I deeply believe that.
Yeah, you know, I read on your website somewhere, I'm trying to remember where I saw it, but you made a comment about evolution and always being curious about this as from a little girl. And so let's just talk about that for a minute. How does us telling our stories really shift this collective consciousness? Let's just play with that for a little while here, because I know it's shifting us individually as women, but what I know to be true is we really need more of that feminine voice on the planet right now, and women are stepping up in all kinds of ways. So let's just play with that, Kelly. Do you have any ideas or thoughts about that, of really how does this empowering women on an individual level really affect us collectively on the planet?
That's a huge question, and it's great, and I can answer it. I have ADD, so I had like 25 answers come into my head in the last 20 seconds. But I would say, you know, I really look at the feminine, and when I say Women for One, it really is about the feminine more than women in general. I would find that a lot of my great supporters and mentors last year who were men that were very in touch with that feminine side. And when I say feminine, I define it as the creative source and the place where it's not linear and there's no black and white, and that expansive nature of every single person on this planet has, that every single one of us has. So when you ask that question about how does empowering women, I would say, how does empowering the feminine, how do we get more of that feminine nature in all of us, that expansiveness, that creativeness, that looking at things not so black and white or action oriented, just being. I don't know how that can't not positively impact the world with more of that, because I feel like our society has been so imbalanced for hundreds and thousands of years into the masculine that we're moving more towards, whoa, we need to sit in this and be creative. We need to sit and look and be reflective and check in with our intuition more when we make choices and decisions. So I think I would start there. I don't know what your thoughts are on that, but that's where I would start with how women sharing their stories and empowering themselves helps.
Yeah, that's nice. You know, I remember when I was working on my dissertation so many years ago in the 90s, a woman actually from Nebraska, Mary Pfeiffer, wrote Reviving Ophelia. And I remember just reading about how that the feminine qualities in us have been squashed for so long. And I think about that. I think about even me growing up and feeling, you know, different and odd and why and what was that about. And I think that those feminine qualities are usually not what we look up to as great leaders. And I was just having a conversation with somebody the other day, and they were talking about the research that is out there about how when men are successful and they win, whether it's a competition or whether it's political office or whatever, when men are successful, we go, yay, you know, and they get out there and they're like, I'm going to win. We're going to get to the top. This is awesome. And we go, yay, go. And when women go, I'm going to win, I'm going to get to the top, we go, ugh. And, you know, we think a few explicit words or labels in our head maybe about that. And so the feminine, you know, it's not, we don't usually support that feminine. And I know it's different with women, men, feminine, masculine. I know what you're talking about there, but bringing the feminine qualities in, it usually isn't about competition and getting to the top. So how do we empower women to be the feminine? I'm going back to women again here, but I know men have a lot of feminine qualities too, but how do we get a society, maybe let's talk like that, to really honor feminine qualities so that we're not afraid of powerful women and we're not judgmental of powerful women. And we really need a new language that identifies what is feminine power and what does that look like in the world. What do you think feminine power is?
Well, it's interesting you say that because, I mean, if you look at our history, the past, let's just say 30 or 40 years, we've gone through a couple of different areas with women in particular, with the gender, the female gender of empowerment. And there was this, I'm not, you know, the big, I'm tough, I'm not gonna be, we, you know, freedom, hippie, 70s. And then you have the 80s where the women finally started feeling some power. And then they kind of made themselves masculine to succeed, like you were speaking about. They adopted the masculine qualities over the 80s and 90s to rise to the top. Well, what I see is happening now, speaking to some incredibly powerful leaders that I've spoken with on my website, like Sheila Kelly or Maya Angelou. And I would put those two women, as much as you might not have heard of Sheila Kelly, in the same category, because these women have embodied that feminine power, which is not that of the black and white, rah, rah, you gotta beat them down. It is, I am woman, I am feminine, I am powerful, I am sexual, I am all of these things, I am creative, and I will not be unheard. My voice will be heard. So that's kind of where I see we're going now. We are not willing to give up our feminine qualities to be powerful anymore. And I see that as the new movement. It's not a shifting to the masculine qualities. It's a shifting to empowering ourselves with our feminine qualities, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And then what I hear underneath that is really all of us learning how to balance our masculine and feminine qualities and not apologize for it.
Right. Right. Because it's been so distorted on the masculine side. So as we're leaning more towards the feminine right now, it's awesome.
Yeah. I appreciate how you talk about the women really adopting masculine energies to compete in a masculine world. And what we're really learning is now, and so it goes back to that evolution. Maybe we can bring this up again. It goes back to that conversation about really how does it affect the collective, and how do we evolve a culture that really embraces feminine energies and what that really means. And it really isn't about kicking out the masculine. So I hope our listeners hear that broad and wide, because it's so much more about, I know there's a voice out there on the planet right now that says it's time for the women to lead. And sometimes when we hear that voice, we hear the men have to step back or step down. And it really is about an integration.
I completely agree with you. I've learned that my husband is extremely masculine, and I've learned how to move into my feminine more, my acceptance, my just sitting with things instead of move, 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 control, 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 like I was taught to do to succeed as a younger woman, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I'm safe in that masculinity now with my husband. And setting my intent to embody that feminine, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you know what? That's a great place to stop, because I'd love to talk about embodying and what that really means after we take a break. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. I'm here with Kelly McNellis, and we're talking about Women for One. We'll be right back and talk more about embodying the feminine.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, THYNE.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Back. back on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll. And I'm here with Kelly McNellis. We're talking about Women for One. Right before the break, Kelly, we were talking about embodying the feminine. And I think this is a really, talk about inspiring and share, inspire, and grow, really to help women and men. I think this is a really important topic of really what does it mean to embody the feminine and really embody these higher levels of consciousness that we're bringing in on the planet right now. And so that process of embodiment is really something that sometimes we have to think about and practice to really understand and get it. But how do you teach women to embody their feminine?
Well, you know, I did this workshop last year called Authentic Wellness, and I'm doing a few webinars coming up this year that will be scheduled on my site if people want to contact me. But embodying the feminine really, for me, is about identifying and being curious around what you want to be aware of in your life, what your stories and experiences have taught you, and then, most importantly, taking those steps after you've gone into reflection to make a plan, and even if there's some small baby steps, take action in your life to create joy and peace. Because bottom line, I feel like we're all here to have peace and joy in our lives. I think that's what my main goal in life is. And a lot of people have told me that's their main goal as well. It's like, I just want to have happiness and joy and peace in my life.
Mm. Well, and one of the ways that we do that literally is in our bodies. If we're in our head or we're not in our body and we're thinking about tomorrow or yesterday, we're really not in this present moment and really breathing into our body and really dropping our awareness into our heart, into our body, we can experience peace and joy. So I love that you're teaching women that. You do classes, you do some webinars, you do the radio, you're doing a lot of different venues to reach women. How do they get involved? If someone's listening saying, I wanna get involved, I wanna share my story, what would a woman do?
Well, first and foremost, you know, you can always go on our social media. We have a huge social media following on Facebook and Twitter. It's Women for One, to get daily inspiration of quotes, to find out what we're doing. You can also go to our site and click join our movement, and that will get you a newsletter that shows what's happening, get the latest stories that women have shared. We have women, I think we had 10 women share their written stories this week. It's a big week for us because in January, everybody's ready to release their story, be courageous, share it to inspire themselves and others and to take action in their lives. So the other way you could do is click the share button on our site and share your own story. I would love to hear from every single woman listening today because I think it's so valuable and important for women to have the courage to be transparent for both themselves and the world about what they've gone through so other women don't feel alone.
Mm. And that is so true. People feel alone. And when we connect in this way, and connection is so important, and you know, finding a community of people who get it. It's so, what would that be? It's so refreshing for our soul. It's like, okay, I'm not alone. I love that. 10 women this week shared their stories already.
Yes. And we take it through a process. We edit it if it needs it. We connect with them. They share their picture and then they become truth tellers on our site. And you are on our site as a truth teller with people like Marianne Williamson and Dr. Maya Angelou because your story is as important as theirs is. And so that's kind of what our philosophy is. Every single woman and man in this world has an experience that's just as valuable as another person's.
I love that. Thank you for that. It's an important quality when we move into acceptance and non-judgment. And we are so harsh on ourselves as women, judging ourselves. And what I really appreciate is when you're talking about this authenticity and this transparency, you really are helping women move out of the shadows, moving out of a place of shame about anything associated with their story and really just letting it go. I love that. Letting it go.
And the way I look at it, it's not so much moving out for me. It's embracing it, accepting it as, the, you know, I'm writing a book called The Messy Truth. The truth is messy. Life is messy. I try to teach my children that. It's not all clean and packaged up and perfect like it's, you know, delivered to us on, in commercials and on TV. It is messy. And I wish if I could impart anything to my children that are teenagers and young adults now, it's like, if you screw up, it's okay. It's just life. Mm. Forgive yourself.
I love that. I love that. You know, so many of us grow up with that, that need for perfection that says we can't mess up. And so it is about embracing our weaknesses, embracing our mistakes, embracing even things that have happened to us outside of our control, just embracing it.
Yeah, allowing for it. You know, I mean, I walk around my house and my husband likes like all the pictures to be straight. And sometimes I'll make them crooked. I know it's hysterical, but it's like, you know what? Life is crooked. Life is not a direct line. And I want that. I think if I had to give one message is it's okay. It's really okay to not be perfect. And women are always expected to be perfect. So yeah.
Can you, Kelly, can you share with us a story or two about maybe those, you know, one or two of those 300 truth tellers that you have on the site?
Yes.
What's your favorite?
Well, I always say the same one, so I'm trying to think of a different one, but I'll start with this one. I think about a year into Women for One, I had a woman submit a story to me from, I think it was either Ghana or Kenya, and she had her husband, she had little children, and her husband was angry with her one day, so he threw acid all over her after he had beaten her, and she was completely scarred from top to bottom, and she didn't go into victimhood at all. She made a choice to get her children away, and she started an organization to help women that were abused by acid, you know, where the men would abuse them. And she wrote in saying, I am more blessed than anybody I know. My children love me. I've helped hundreds of women that have been through this. And now what we do is we send every single person that submits a story a gift. And what it is this little gold trinket with a red ribbon. And it has Women for One on one side and a lotus on the other, and thank them. And she lost her voice, literally her physical voice, from being burned. And she said, from now on, I will wear this token on my trach tube to know that I'm connected to a community of women around the world and I always have a voice. Hmm. You just can't, I mean, that is what Women for One is about. That woman is struggling just as much as an American or a Canadian or a Western woman is struggling to find her voice. And to hear that story and to hear this woman pull herself up and move on and have gratitude and take action in her life, I'm inspired personally to be able to do that for myself.
Mm, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Wow. Now see, that goes back to the evolution on the planet that I'm talking about, because really, it's really about activating that expression of who we are on the planet. And as individuals, if you know, we don't have to go out and change the world. All we have to do is be fully who we are. And you are really encouraging that activation of that divine expression of who we really are.
I love that you just said that. I couldn't agree more with that. It's self-responsibility. It truly is self-responsibility. And all the stories that we have are from anything from a woman that, you know, my best friend was on my site, and she had a child with Down syndrome. So, and her Down syndrome child got cancer. She started a foundation with the University of North Carolina to do Down syndrome research to help everyone for cancer. That's a cause, right? And then we have people speaking about global voices and how to connect different cultures. We have people speaking of the heart and relationships and how they dealt with death and divorce. And it's just amazing. Every story inspires me for that place of personal responsibility that each person is taking.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you receive video stories, you receive written stories, you also interview people. So there's lots of different ways that you can, our listeners, can get involved and go be inspired. Not only just to tell your story, but read other people's stories just like that. That was a touching story. Kelly, we need to go on another break here, our final break of the day. And I just want to remind our listeners, they can find this place that we're talking about, which is beautiful, at women41.com. That's women with an E, four, 1.com. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, more with Kelly McNellis.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, February 12th through the 16th. This year's theme is I Am We, Hearts Connecting Communities, with special guests Jean Shinoda Bolin, healer Patty Conklin, Penny Pierce, and over 40 experiential life-changing workshops and inspiring evenings, all individually priced for you to create your unique conference. Evenings open to men. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for the early bird specials all through December.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
We're back, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. Today, I have the beautiful Kelly McNellis from Women for One. That's womenforone.com. And, you know, I just want to remind you, we have some incredible guests coming up this winter and into the spring. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. I just can't hardly start it. So, please visit our website, thedrjulieshow.com. You can find out what our upcoming guests are, and you can find all the archives like the lovely Kelly McNellis right there on thedrjulieshow.com. And stay connected all week on our Facebook page, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie, where we continue the conversation. Kelly, you have this beautiful, I'm just going to say this out loud, I'm going to read this quote because you wrote this, and I'm so touched by it, and I love it. You wrote, "I love women. They are my sisters, my friends, my mentors, my peers, my teachers. They are part of my soul. Women each reflect a piece of me. How beautiful is that?
Yeah, it just came from my heart.
Ugh, I love it. And you know, there's something different about our feminine friends, our women friends. There's something really powerful and special about that. And not that we don't love our men listeners out there, but the sisterhood is something special. And we can really support each other in being those expressions that we talked about earlier. Kelly, I'm curious, just like the beginning of the show, I would really like to ask you an important question and see what your reflection is on it, because we didn't touch on it. We talked about what Woman for One is and how we have the 300 truth tellers, and we're talking about women, encouraging them to tell their story, and it's about authenticity and share, inspire, and grow. I love all those things, but I'm so curious about that whisper in your ear that said, Women for One. I love the title. So will you tell our listeners, what does Women for One mean to you?
You know, I've been asked that so many times, and I'm just smiling right now because it really was, I believe in intuition, and I've been curious, and I call myself a seeker since I was born, and I feel like it's my greatest gift. And when I say seeker, a seeker of truth, the seeker of understanding what God is for me, if you want to use that word, what the higher power or the universe is to me. And the Women for One whisper came to me so clearly. It was like I got very still and quiet, and I said, how can I serve? How can I serve? And surrendered into that place of no ego, just really wanting to channel my experiences, offer them up humbly. If they help someone, great. If not, people can leave it. And I heard the words Women for One. The words Women for One to me mean that connectedness, that uniting that you speak about, for that sisterhood of all people, not just women around the world, because every single one of us has come from a woman, every single one of us. So we're all deeply connected to that feminine. That's what it means to me, being deeply connected to the feminine and knowing that we are all the same and connected.
Yeah, that all one piece, you know, just the words Women for One have this beautiful resonance about them. They're just, it's inviting, it's warm, it carries its own frequency. And just every time I see it, you know, I just stumbled across it months ago and went, oh, I've got to have you on my show. The Women for One words was so, like I said, inviting. And I, in my mind, can interpret it a myriad of different ways. And I love that. And I just see this, the 4-1 as us standing in this unified field of just yummy, delicious connectivity. I just love that. You know, yeah. Another thing that you, oh, go ahead. Were you going to say something?
No, I said, I do too. I love it. And what I love about it is I keep getting asked, what does Women for One mean? When in fact, it is the mystery that was presented to me in my quiet meditation that I'm constantly contemplating. So it's like a great, I love when people ask me about it because I love to talk about what those three words and that frequency holds.
Yeah. I love the mystery about it too. You know, it's okay that you don't define it. It's beautiful the way it is. The mystery is just as powerful as the feminine mystery that we are on the planet. I think that's really important. You know, you said one more thing, and before we close today, I just would really love to bring this in, because as we're all moving into 2015 and looking at visioning into what we want to create now, in this moment, you know, what do we want to create? You said once we're aware of our stories and how they define us, that is when we can release them to write our new personal vision for the future. And I love that quote. I'm saying love a lot. Again, I haven't done that for months, but sometimes I fall in love on my shows and I use that word a lot. But I really do. I appreciate that. creating that vision for the future. Kelly, I want to ask you, what's your personal vision for the future? I think I lost Kelly right at the point where I'm, are you there?
My personal, no, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. My personal vision is quite simple. It's to move into a place of stillness and peace. I know it sounds cheesy, but with a blended family of six children, it's exactly what I want to do. I want to be in a place of stillness, peace, and contentment in my own physical, emotional, and spiritual body. Bottom line.
Nice. Well, you know what? Imagine 7 million women with that vision. Look what that frequency would do on our planet. See how simple that is? Imagine that.
It's so simple. It's so simple. And I think, honestly, I don't think I would be there if I hadn't gone through losing one of my best friends and being with her when she left her body. Because really, bottom line, that's what life's about. Love and connectedness and peace inside ourselves.
Yeah. So just imagine 7 million people taking a breath, loving themselves, and then let's take it out to 7 billion and look what we could do on the planet. So, yeah. Ooh. You know, the life-death continuum is an important piece, and I'm really glad that you brought that piece up, because it's so important for our consciousness on the planet to see this experience of just being here now in this moment, experiencing the fullness of life and not running out for something huge, imagining it in the future, but really the vision for the future really is coming into the present moment. I loved that about what you said.
Yep. Totally agree.
Nice. Well, you know, we're coming to a close, and I want to remind our listeners they can find you at womenforone.com. Go to Facebook, go to Twitter, go to Instagram, and you do have a really lovely following there. I've seen your Twitter and your Facebook. Now I got to go out to Instagram and find you. Kelly, if you just had one billboard that you could put up everywhere on the planet right now, what would it say? What would be on it?
Have no shame, love yourself.
Ooh.
Have no shame, love yourself.
I like that. I like that. You know, the no shame piece is so important in really learning to love ourselves, because we can't do that completely unless we really, like you said, embrace it. It's like embrace, make room for our mistakes, for our shortcomings, for our imperfections. And we are perfectly imperfect.
I was going to name my book that, so I get it. Perfect.
I love that. Yay. I like that. I like that a lot. Hey, thank you so much, Kelly. I so appreciate you joining us today. I really appreciate your message on the planet. I can't wait to stay connected and see what wants to unfold in Women for One, and continue to share those stories with women everywhere.
Well, and thank you for all you do. I really am honored to speak with you and your audience. I really appreciate your presence as well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in today. We sure appreciate it. It's going to be a great 2015. I hope you can feel the energies moving to support you, because they certainly are. We will see you right back here next week. We have a very special guest, Andrew Harvey. So I hope you all can tune in and listen to the wisdom and the love that comes through the voice of Andrew Harvey on the planet. So we will see you all next week. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit
thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. Join us Valentine's Day Saturday. Inheritance Maiden Mother Crone by Sinner Saint Burlesque will entertain, challenge, empower, confuse, embrace, and deeply engage the audience, weaving feminist activism, international dialogue, and our sensory exploration for both ancient and modern myths about the feminine. Community-building events include open space World Cafe dialogues with inspirational Jane talks to explore issues important to women and a teen activist panel interwoven with intergenerational dialogues. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. That's www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for early bird specials throughout December.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyance Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.